When Jesus was born, the king of all the land was named Herod. Herod was a very fierce king, and he would do anything to get what he wanted. He really, really liked being the king. Catherine, would you hold King Herod for us, please? So one day at Herod's palace, some travelers arrived, and they looked very fine, even though they had been traveling a great distance far in the east. And they said to Herod, "We have been studying the stars in the sky, and we have learned from the stars that a new king has been born. We've come to pay a special visit and to bring gifts to the new king." And Herod thought to himself, "A new king? I'm the only king around here. There better not be a new king. I've got to figure out what's going on." Would you please hold this traveler, and Angelina and Athena, you could each hold one for me. Now Herod called in his advisors, and he said, "We've got to figure out what these visitors are talking about. Can you tell me where the Messiah is going to be born?" And so the scholars and the advisors, they studied and they talked with each other, and they came back to King Herod and they said, "According to the ancient writings, it will be in Bethlehem that a ruler to shepherd God's people will be born." So, Kehlani, I need more holders of the advisors. Sydney, thank you. So, Herod whispered with his advisors, and then he turned to the visitors and said, "You should go to Bethlehem to search for the new king. And when you find that new king, come back here and tell me where he is so that I may visit him and bring him gifts as well." And so the three travelers set out. And when they left the palace, once again, that magnificent bright star was leading their way. And it led them from Jerusalem to Bethlehem. And it stopped over the place where Jesus was with his mother, Mary. And when the star stopped moving, they were so happy and excited. And they knocked on the door, and Mary welcomed them in. And they bowed down to baby Jesus, and they opened their treasure chests, and they got out their shining gold to give to Jesus, and they got out their sweet-smelling incense and their special spice called myrrh. And it was a wonderful, joyful moment after all that time of traveling that they finally got to see what they had been looking for. And then they turned, they said their farewells to set out back home again. Now they knew that Herod was expecting a report from them, but they didn't quite trust Herod. They began to realize maybe it wasn't such a good idea to go back there. In fact, they had been having dreams, bad dreams, about the mean things that Herod wanted to do to this baby if he was found. And so they decided amongst themselves not to go back the way they had come. They went home by another road, and they never spoke to Herod again after that. So let's put all these people back in their basket, and then we'll say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. Can you find somebody to hold hands with? And let's make sure we include everybody. Can we have a three people handhold right there? Stick your hand in. Very good. Thank you. Dear God, give us the same focused hearts and minds that we might concentrate our energies on finding and worshiping and serving you with all our gifts and all our love. We're thankful to be able to celebrate your birth still now. And we pray all these things in your precious name. Amen.